Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another badass podcast from the Bald Move Network, the most badass podcast network there is. We are reconvening the Council of Badasses for this summer, July 2022 badass season. Your first clue might have been some internal promotion. It might have been a tweet. It might have been the commando feed arriving raw, wreath in 4th of July smoke. In your podcast feed, but it's back. Jim, what is this bad? Let's bring it back to the beginning for everybody that's new from last year. What is this thing with badasses? What is our obsession? What's the deal here?
You got to go way back. I mean, you got to go back to the 80s if you want the true beginning of the story, because that's when badass was the most badass it's ever been. Now you've got this refined badass. Badass was raw in the 80s. That's the way I feel about it. But now it's refined. It's something that, you know, is enjoyable on its own, but it's not quite the same. You and I used to live together and we watched a lot of badass movies. Commando, which is, you know, the podcast that's already out. Predator, a lot of Arnold, a lot of Stallone, a lot of, like, you know, mid-80s to mid-90s stuff. And we thought, you know what? There are like apex predators in the badass ecosystem, of which Arnold and Stallone are probably near the top. What if we were able to quantify somehow and qualify somehow the art of being a badass down into a system? And so we came up with a 3C system to rate actors based on how badass they were. Do we need to go through the whole 3C thing? I think so. Charisma, champion.
Yeah. Let me do, because we actually have a Google sheet that that canonizes these rules and also gives examples of, like, because, like, this is always confusing when we're talking about the C's and, like, you know, a 2.75 badass, all that kind of stuff. I'm stalling to get my badass rankings document. Here we go.
The trouble being that that's all going to be kind of up in the air again this year, because we came up with some stuff last year that we, in retrospect, don't like as much, because we did this badass ranking stuff last year. And yeah, we need to change a few things. We made a fatal flaw that we'll talk about here in a bit.
So here's the rules. We got three C's: champion, charisma, character. Champion, the badass's sheer physical impressiveness. By the way, these rules apply for men and women. There is no there are those that lie betwixt. There is no hard and fast rule that badass has to be a man, has to be a woman. But you don't grade on a curve. Like Natalie Portman, I'm certain she's going to be a super fucking badass in the Thor thing. I've already seen the guns. She's she's inching up on this champion. But you know, she's probably never going to be a 1C champion because she's not, you know, she just doesn't have the bulk. Like Gwendolyn Christie, she packs on 100 pounds of muscle, sure, starts some steroid cycles. Absolutely. Absolutely. Pounds. She could be on the yeah. How much? Yeah. I think if she adds 100 pounds of muscle onto her Game of Thrones frame.
It's just a big ass.
She's a beast. 100
pounds of muscle is a shitload of muscle.
Hey, being Arnold is a big ask. Let me tell you.
That's true.
So that's a sheer physical impressiveness. Charisma, the charisma of a character or the actor as shown on the screen. Being weird doesn't cut it. That's the Nick Cage exception.
No.
Weird, off-putting energy is not charisma. Charisma is the ability to dominate, to influence, to bend the things in the film to your will. And then finally, character. That's just the character they're playing. Like, you have to be a badass in the movie. Like, if Arnold Schwarzenegger had never been in the movies, he just pumped iron, he could never be a badass on the list because he'd have zero badass roles. This is the sheer number of times an actor has been represented as a badass in film or category. There's a range from 0 to 1 on all of these scales. For Champion, 0 would be an unimpressive from either a stature or level of strength or fitness. So if you're a 7-foot-tall Yao Ming type basketball player, maybe not a badass. You are super imposing from a height, but you're a beanpole. I could push you over. Correspondingly, if you are 4-foot-tall and jacked out of your mind, that's going to subtract a little bit because, you know, you're just, you could be picked up and thrown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would probably be a hate crime now that I think about it. You don't want to pick up little people and throw them.
No.
But that hurts from the impressiveness. 0.25 is a normally physically fit person of average stature or a jacked person of below average stature. 0.5 is a normally fit dude of hulking stature or really ripped and thick individual of at least average stature. 0.75 is a ripped / thick individual of a hulking stature or true freak of nature level of ripped or shredded or combination of an intense physical fitness plus legitimate speed and skill. This is like the Bruce Lee exception.
Yeah.
1, this person should stop traffic just walking around with no shirt on. They are a brick wall, an immovable object, a Mr. or Mrs. Universe, top 1% in terms of strength and mass in humanity. So that's your champion. Charisma. Charisma also, like, we started off with just, I think, the 2 C's, and we tried to think of, like, well, how do you explain Bruce Willis and, like, Clint Eastwood? Like, they might not, you know, stop, but, like, there's something about them, right? Well, that's what the charisma comes in. 0 is a flat effect, emotionless, lone wolf, silent, and stoic types. By the way, having a 0 in any of these categories does not preclude you from being a badass. The only thing that precludes you from being a badass is not having a character. 0.25, approximate charisma that Scott Pilgrim attains at the end of Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Okay? That's bare minimum 0.25C badass charisma. 0.5, dead average badass swagger, or otherwise a 0.75 plus charisma combined with weird or quirky offsetting energy, or likable but psychologically damaged characters. It's like, think Amos from The Expanse.
Sure.
You know? 0.75 charisma, above average charisma or swagger, naturally gifted leaders, exceptionally facility with attraction or seduction, no offsetting quirks or psychological issues. And 1 for charisma, a person who could command a charge into hell with 0 questions asked and be expected to win, can dismiss the concerns of lesser badasses with a determined look, cannot conceivably or believably be cowed or otherwise intimidated by another on-screen presence. This is the Bruce Willis rule. Like that's yeah. Him. Like, you might beat the shit out of him, but he's never going to bow or kneel to you.
Or The Rock. The Rock
gets The Rock. There. And then finally, character. This is the linchpin. If you don't got this, you don't got nothing. A 0 on the badass scale is 0 to 2 badass roles, none of which are iconic. 0.25 is 2 to 3 recognized badass roles or 1 super iconic role on the level of James Bond or Batman. If you play James Bond or Batman once, you're going to make the list because that's an iconic role. Mm-hmm. A 0.5 is 5 to 6 badass roles or 2 to 3 roles, at least one of which is widely considered iconic. 0.75 is 9 to 11 badass roles or 5 or 6, several of which are iconic. And 1 is 12 plus badass roles, many of which are considered iconic. We had the corollary to this rule, which is if we don't know the movie, see if they're on the cover with a gun. And if they are, assume it's a badass role.
Yeah, this turned out to be a mistake.
It's a bad role. It's a bad rule.
It's a bad rule, and it has tainted the list. And I think that means this year we're going to have to go back through this list and recategorize based on some kind of new judgment there, because that's tough. That gave people a lot of character points that they maybe shouldn't have gotten.
Yeah, I don't like where we arrived. And here's the thing. Also, this is our list. You guys are welcome to collaborate with us, but ultimately, this is a Jim and Aaron chauvinistic. Like, this, it's our opinion on this matters the most. So like if you tell us that there's someone that's badass and there's a bunch of roles and we've never seen it, then he's not going to make it on the list. Mm-hmm. You can pitch somebody. And I think there's like there's definitely people in like foreign markets. Like I bet there's some I've seen some just outrageous clips of Bollywood badassery that I would be completely on board with. Oh, so dude. Like if you would.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's this particular guy that like is like this jacked fucking Chad Indian guy who's got like a cool mustache and he walks around and like a gold chain and a wife beater and he pulls that look off. And there's this one scene where he's like 5 minutes long. We're just walking down a road and guys are trying to stop him from like arresting people. And he's just I that guy would probably make it onto the list. I just don't know anything about him. I've only seen the clips on Reddit. So if you guys, that's where you can be the truffle hunting badass pig for us. You can overturn those choice morsels and draw them to our attention. But ultimately, we got to see and process it to make it on the list.
Yeah, I've got a movie for potentially for the next Double Dern that we do that is like 3 hours long, but it's one of those Indian badass over the top movies that we really need to see.
I think it's
called RRR.
I want to get on that. Null Patrol says, I mean, The Rock has to be the ultimate example. I mean, I'm not sure if it's because some of this stuff, I'm not sure the context is charisma, the thing that hurts The Rock of charisma. Yeah. The thing that hurts The Rock is the characters. Honestly, he's just stubbornly refusal to play badasses through his whole life. For whatever reason, like he spent his prime doing stupid Disney shit.
He's still doing stupid Disney shit. That Journey,
he really is.
Whatever. I mean, it wasn't a bad movie. It's just like
that's already
is your full potential. What the hell?
It's embarrassing that like he might not even be on this list if it wasn't for the Fast and Furious franchise, which he's not even the lead on. So
right,
I don't know. So just to give you an example, our list, the two supreme perfect 3.0 badasses, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. And honestly, the more I see of Sylvester's core 80s work as an adult, the more I want to put a big fucking asterisk because they never were in a movie together. And if they were, Sly would be standing on two milk crates to even look like he's in the same picture as Arnold. And I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I think he's definitely like ripped and shredded like wheat in all these movies, but Sly's just the stature, man. The stature. He's a little bit of a phony badass. We might have to revisit that. That's going to be an interesting topic.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting stuff to talk about today because, you know, that's a 3C system and how it works. Today, I think what we're going to be doing is A, revisiting, you know, the rule about being on the cover with a gun, that stuff, but also designing a Mount Rushmore and Hall of Fame for badasses. And I think that's super interesting because that then creates a longevity sort of thing, right? Like, it's not simply like you could go through a spurt of 10 years where you just have badass movie after badass movie. You're ripped, you're shredded, you're super charismatic and get a 3C. But can you make it into the Hall of Fame against guys like Arnold Schwarzenegger who have played badasses for 25, 35 years, you know, and still are in amazing shape for their age? You know, like Sylvester Stallone. Yes, he's turning into I don't know, a very old weird looking dude, but also he's still ripped.
Yeah, him and Arnold could do old man action movies to this day in the vein of Liam Neeson. I don't know why they don't. 70. I guess because they're 70 and they're rich. They don't need to do this shit. So I want to talk about the Badass Hall of Fame. Bill Simmons, who is one of my podcast influencers, he wrote this book called The Book of Basketball. And the core mission was to try to identify the top 100 players of the NBA throughout the whole history and to he's unsatisfied with the existing Basketball Hall of Fame. He wanted to redo it. And he saw it as a pyramid
scheme.
No, as a physical pyramid that like the base floor would be like the welcome and the introduction and like the, you know, basic rules and like maybe team records and stuff. But then each level you go up would be a more and more exclusive list of players. and to the top floor would be this kind of like glass pinnacle thing, and there'd only be room for a very small. Now, if you ever put someone else on that floor, the person on the bottom of that list had to go be, you know, put on the floor below them. I like that idea for our badasses because we've already got three levels to it. We got three C's, and like just a hard cut. Like if you're below one, you can't be a badass. If you're between one and two, you're on level one. Two and three, you're on level three, you're on the second level. And then the third level would be at the top of the building. There's just a facade like Mount Rushmore where these people's faces are carved.
Yeah.
So like driving into the badass Hall of Fame parking lot, you're like Arnold's face is like in and Sly's like their impassive faces just up there gazing at you. Do you like that idea?
I like that idea. I also really love the image, which this would be different. I love the image of an ever expanding Mount Rushmore that just, you know, after 20 years has like 15 faces on it. It just gets bigger every time. That could be kind of interesting because I would really love to have a physical or maybe physical. Who knows? I'm getting a 3D printer at some point. But some sort of visual representation of the Mount Rushmore, not just a list of numbers on a spreadsheet. I would love to at some point have it illustrated.
I will say that I would spend low four figures to commission a 3D printed Mount Rushmore of however many badasses that we decide should be on it.
And then every time someone gets knocked off and swapped,
you're forced to destroy the old Rushmore, detonate it, and rebuild anew. And I got to say that philosophically, I mean, we can fight about this. Maybe it goes back to the coin of doom. But philosophically, I'm opposed to an expanding Rushmore. Like, I think we decide on how many badasses are at the top, and I like the idea of blowing it up and having to replace somebody. It should be painful to put someone on that level.
And I do like that tiered system. That makes a lot of sense. I've just been fixating on this image of an ever-growing Mount Rushmore, but that's not really what Mount Rushmore is, right? Like, well, it kind of is. They put more fucking faces on that every once in a while. It's been a long time.
Dude, but I think they can't. Like, they're supposed to be full. They're like full, like three-quarter bust, and they just gave up at the faces. Like,
they did.
Yeah.
At one point, they added to Mount Rushmore, right? It's not a static thing.
That's true. I think they do have room for more. It's just that the thing's ran out of funding, and it's all kinds of problematic because it's native land and we've defaced it, blah, blah. So we're not going to have that because ours will be made of resin and 3D printed in our own homes.
Physically detonate it, though, and I want to make a video of it when we do it.
I think
Giamatti heads.
Brother, I think that's a fan fucking tastic idea. I would love the idea of like a ceremony where we blow up in slow motion the old Rushmore, and then we commission the new 3D printer. And I think it should be like in your background or my background all the time. Like, I think that'd be a super cool idea.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Yeah, I really like that.
How
many people do you think should be on Mount Rushmore of badasses?
Well, I'll put it this way. If we made it the Rushmore equivalent, so we have four badasses, the top four badasses right now are Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Bruce Lee. Then you've got John Wayne and Clint Eastwood, badasses of yesteryear. Somehow Jason fucking Statham.
in a 2.5, yeah.
I think that's the guy with the gun. The guy with the gun got him there on the characters. How is this guy a... Yeah. Yeah. A one on the characters. I don't know.
Jeff Chelios is not iconic, even though I love...
It's awesome.
...that movie, and that character is great. It's just not iconic.
Yep. He's like, because like, do you have to have a dozen certified badass roles, several iconic? I don't know that he qualifies under that. That's what I'm saying. We're going to have to go through. But I think top four, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, The Rock, and Bruce Lee is a defensible list.
Here's the thing I don't like about the just pure stack rank system that Bill Simmons has come up with. There isn't a lot of like subjective debate there. Especially when you throw in the 3C system that we have, it all becomes a game of numbers. And that's kind of one of the things we don't like about ranking commission podcasts the way we do, is that it can be dry, right? You give everything a number, you sort it by highest number, and that's your list. And then we have this round of like, well, I don't like that. You know, yes, the numbers say that, but it doesn't make sense to me.
You need like the Jack Waltz quote from The Godfather. And just so you know, it's not all dollars and cents that I've got a heart. That Arnold Schwarzenegger was the greatest badass I've ever seen. And I've seen them all. Yeah, you got to have that thing you got to have the eyeball test. Yeah, the nerds have crunched the numbers, but look at him. You know, you got to have that factor for sure.
Yeah, so I think when we're talking about the Hall of Fame portion of this, which is like somehow one rung lower than the Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
You need to have a subjective thing where like I really like the Music Hall of Fame stuff where it's just like every year you get X number of people that you're going to induct. We might not even need a specific number of people, but like who has earned it? Who has come up in the badass ranks this year enough to where we can consider them for one of the all-time greats, as opposed to just letting, you know, going with the top 20 and they're always in the Hall of Fame and then we kick them out when they drop below it. It's, I don't know. None of that feels right to me. I feel like there needs to be something more subjective.
So say that with
a list of nominees, right? Like just the way that a Hall of Fame would. So we maintain this list and we can certainly consult the list, but it would be somewhat about recency. Like, you know, if you did something exceptional this year, maybe you're considered for the Hall of Fame because it's bumped your number up so high that now you can't be ignored. Maybe it's just that we've seen more of your movies that year, your old back catalog, and appreciate you more as a badass now. There needs to be some procedure by which we nominate and then vote for, you know, it'd just be me and you voting, but like nominate, vote, and induct people into the Hall of Fame, not just this automatic system where, they're a 2.25 now, so they're in the Hall of Fame.
So I want to talk about like recency bias and that kind of thing, because here's the thing I worry about. Let's say that you had a sport that used to be wildly popular and he had a Hall of Fame for it, and then it goes through a period of decline for like the last 40 years. Hardly, you know, anybody's playing the sport anymore. They're still keeping the Hall of Fame going because they're still a professional organization. You want to recognize excellence, but like, this is a pillow fighting sport. It was huge from 1900 to 1950, and then baseball, basketball, football took over. All the best athletes are no longer pillow fighting. They're now on the gridiron. They're now slugging
After Lance Armstrong spiked his pillow, it was all over.
Yeah,
like, that was a downfall of pillow fighting.
It's like, I worry that like, because I think that's happened. Like, you had this golden age of badassery in the 80s through early 90s, and then it kind of went to shit for a while. Where like Keanu Reeves could be a badass and Adrian fucking Brody could be a badass and things like that, and it kind of like these guys are like the opposite of the juiced era of basketball. They're the unjuiced era of badasses, and I don't want them, just because like Hollywood decides they're done with all natural beef, I don't want them clogging up my Hall of Fame just because they're Johnny Come Latelys and they're the ones making badass films and sweat bad. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I worry.
Yeah.
If we're too much into like, well, the kids are not going to visit our Hall of Fame if it's just a bunch of dudes that were relevant 30 years ago. Well, fuck them kids. I'm a pillow fighting enthusiast and I only want the best of the best. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. So does that suggest that we shouldn't forcibly induct people every year? Maybe it's not something we have to do.
I like the idea that time. if we are not happy with the crop of inductees, we should absolutely, like, there's a hard cut. Like, if we crunch the numbers and you're under one, like, I mean, I'd have to see the argument to do it otherwise. But like, yeah, but like, yeah, if there's like a bunch of people suggesting, you know, whatever, I'd be like, nah, I don't need to induct badasses just because we're doing it every year. I feel like we're going to have a backlog for a while, but
oh yeah,
I don't know, yeah, man. I don't know. I keep waiting for the 80s style badass movie to come back in fashion, and it kind of does in Fast and Furious and some of the stuff like that. But like, it just really, like, big dumb action films haven't quite made a comeback yet. And they've missed several genre or nostalgia cycles. It's kind of distressing.
Yeah, I feel like Marvel's putting up the most badass on screen, just because they force everybody to be in excellent shape.
That's true, because we are also in a golden age of badassery.
Right.
It's not like the stuff that I grew up with, but like, yeah, it's hard to argue with the Chris's and the Marvel program. Like, they are just churning out. Like, they make a badass at a Kumail Nanjiani. Yeah,
if so, you can do that, you can do pretty much anything with badass.
It's kind of the best of times, worst of times. I wish they'd do more R-rated shit, even like with Wolverine, what they did with Logan. I wish there was more of that in the Marvel universe. But Timo had a good suggestion. Hand out gold jackets, sports jackets, like in the Masters Cup, but make them sleeveless.
Sure, cutoffs.
Not even just ripped off. Like, that's like when you put it on the Rock, the gold jacket, and the first thing he does he hulks out of it. Yeah. Turns it into a gold vest. I like that idea a lot. Okay, here's another important thing Timo asks, facetiously, but he's illuminating something important. Is David Carradine a badass despite how he died or because of it? Hard and fast rule: badasses cannot be affected by out of cinematic behavior.
Yes.
Because Steven Seagal is a trash fire of a human being, by all accounts. he's not a good guy, but he is also undeniably a late 80s, early 90s badass, you know? So like, we don't grade, like, if you choked yourself to death while you're jerking off, not super badass way to go. But right. The dude was in Kung Fu, and the dude was in Kill Bill, and he was portrayed many, many times as one of those weirdly charismatic badasses, but just on the roles alone. So like, yeah, we do not consider off-screen behavior.
And that's going to be tough at times, you know, if a badass gets caught, you know, diddling kids or something, it's not.
Yeah, I was about to say,
just include them, but
I was about to say, like, Armie Hammer might be a sex cannibal. Armie Hammer is okay. Not on our badass list because we've never considered him.
Probably won't make it.
But yeah. he could be on. He's had a couple badass roles. He's got the stature. He's got a little bit of beef. He's got no shortness of charisma. Would we put a sex cannibal? Like what could get you delisted as a badass? Because I was thinking the same thing. Like, my God, if it turned out that Arnold had like dozens of well-documented cases of child sex abuse, like, at what point do you have to? This is not like being rude to women. This is not, you know,
right.
This is not, you know, having sex with your maid. This is like some truly heinous shit. Like, are we, how firm is our no off-screen hijinks, in fact, impacts the rule kind of rule?
I feel like it has to be hard and fast. You can't. You have to divorce who the person is entirely, because like, I don't want to fucking include Tom Cruise on the list, but he's got a lot of badass roles, but he's a fucking Scientologist. I'm morally opposed.
It's Scientology. Yeah, sure. I don't like the Scientology either, but Tom Cruise is not a sex cannibal.
Not that we know of.
I like the idea of us wrest. Like, I don't want to make a hard and fast because I like the idea of us wrestling with that issue in the future. You know, like what?
I feel like it's a slippery slope. If you don't make it a hard and fast rule, then what defines heinous behavior such that it would preclude you from being on even the Hall of Fame, let alone the Mount Rushmore? There's an argument to be made, an ever increasing argument that like slighter and slighter sins can be cause for disqualification.
Well, I guess first of all, we're the ultimate arbiters. So it's like whatever, you know, however strong we want to stand fast against criticism. But the other thing is like, do you destroy the badass Hall of Fame by saving the badass Hall of Fame? Like if you take a hardline edge to turn so many people off that the Hall of Fame becomes a pariah, you know, other sure. badasses refuse to be inducted. Like, you know, as I'm saying, like, I think you're right, but it would be very interesting to see that tested with something truly, like I said, sex cannibally pedophilic.
Yeah,
I would be challenged anyway. But yeah, if we want to say hard and fast, absolutely. Right now, it is true that we do not consider any on-screen behavior when it can. It's just in, and that's it. It goes both ways. Like the guy to play Hafir Thorsensen, whoever the giant that played the Mountain in the final seasons of Game of Thrones. If he had never been cast in Game of Thrones, that guy is a legit fucking badass. He could split me in half with his bare hands. But if he wasn't in Game of Thrones, he would never been a badass. And as it is, he can never be more than like a low 2C badass because he doesn't have the roles. He's only got one role. Mm-hmm. Mildly iconic. So like it goes both ways. It's only things on the screen.
He's got two roles that now, we count. Thanks to the Northman.
Oh, shit. Right. I forgot he was a berserker in the Northman. God damn, that was a great movie. That blew in and out of the cultural consciousness like that.
Right. Yeah.
All these fuckers on the internet asking, like, where's all the fucking stereotypically mad? It's all a bunch of weak, stupid shit, and it's all a bunch of minorities and POCs. And well, the Northman came out and was awesome, and y'all didn't see it. So I guess you're too busy jerking off about how Miss Marvel's ruining your comic book experiences to see a true masculine treat. But
sure,
you're right.
So
do we have Skarsgård on this list?
I guess we'll, that's a TBD on what disqualifies you from the list. Here's an out of cinematic universe thing that could disqualify you from the list. If you stop working out in the real world, you suddenly start dropping C's.
You say that does or does not disqualify you?
Oh, it absolutely does. Like, but can it take you because of real world behavior like Steven Seagal? I mean, he can't but he can certainly get fatter.
But does it take like you say their current body is what we go by?
Well, no, I'm saying is there a scale where, like, let's say Arnold did five of his most iconic movies as the badass mm-hmm. he is and mm-hmm. was, mm-hmm. and then he just got really out of shape, just like Danny DeVito levels of out of shape.
Yeah.
And then did five more movies. Does that make him less of a champion? I argue it would almost have to.
We have a real world example, Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah,
Christian Bale is a 1.5C badass, largely on his, you know, jacked average physique and average charisma and, you know, iconic portrayal of Batman.
Yeah.
But would he lose, like, when he was filming The Machinist and or what was the one where he, like, gained 75 pounds to be tubby? Would you actually go back and change his champion, like, deduct a point from him? Or do you go on the historic performance? Because I feel like...
What if it's a badass role?
Because I feel bad if Arnold Schwarzenegger came with, say, stage 4 whatever cancer and end up dying a skeleton and be like, well, we got to take him down with 0.5C. Like, that would feel really bad. Well,
if he's making badass movies as a skeleton, yeah, we have to take him down, I think. Like, wow. He turns into Adrian Brody and then makes five more badass movies.
So he pulls a Bruce Willis and does five shit movies as a skeleton to make sure that his kids are taken care of in perpetuity. I don't think he has that problem. I think Arnold's got crazy money.
I think that taints him.
But, like,
him.
If he did that, that would taint him
enough, enough to reduce someone like Arnold, enough to knock him off the top tier. But oof. I think it would have to. It would have to.
Boy, I'd have to, like, I guess I'd have to see it before, and it would have to impact, like, the Rushmores of us. I mean, you know, like, seems like all these guys are going out as champions, like, and like I said, unless something crazy happens, like some harrowing cancer, they are going to go into the grave as oaks. But I don't know if I like that, because, like, you, like, that also happened, like, Bruce Willis's last 12 badass movies were ridiculous cash grabs, or by all accounts he wasn't even mentally there. Mm-hmm. Do we take some C's off for that? Because, you know, he had, like, drooling man charisma in those movies. Like, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't feel good at all in that case. I don't know, man.
Vice. Yes, Vice is the, thank you for that. Vice is the movie that Christian Bale gained two Batmans worth of weight.
Yeah, where he plays Dick Cheney.
Yeah, I just actually put Skarsgård on the list for consideration of new inductees because he needs to. He's got the frame. He's got a couple of roles.
Half Thorn Bjornsson, whatever his name is, needs to go on there probably.
Whatever the mountain's name.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I see your point, but also, like, so there's nothing Arnold Schwarzenegger could do. Even if he had started 15 years ago, nothing he could have possibly done to remove himself as a 3C badass. The only thing that could have happened to him is he gets usurped by more 3C badasses who become more badass.
That's what I like.
Knock him off the Mount Rushmore.
I like the Badass Hall of Fame being only additive. Like, you know, like when you're doing it with Adobe, you've got
is not going to be like that.
No. You're right. But I like the fact that but you have subtraction through addition. Like, it's not that Arnold Schwarzenegger lost a step, because necessarily he's going to. He's going to die and he's going to stop making movies and he's going to be vulnerable to be eclipsed. But I like you have to take it from Arnold. You can't just wait for 30, 40 years after he's dead and he's no longer relevant. And, you know, because that's the other thing, is like, it's entirely possible you and I will go to our graves with Arnold Schwarzenegger being number one, because if these type of raw beef badass movies don't come back into favor, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess we need to.
I mean, I can see an argument for that.
We need to. When do we have the rule clarifications? Yeah, so that's the next stream. I'm gonna write some of these down so we can actually get into it. So we say, can you lose badass points? Mm-hmm. That's something we haven't resolved. What's the other one that we're debating?
The sex pedophilia cannibal stuff.
Oh, can any off-screen behavior put your badass rep in jeopardy? The English language is ridiculous. Jeopardy, how are you gonna, yeah, what the fuck?
That's where he was the big badass in that sports ball game.
Yeah, Eric, he was in the Viking football game / wrestling match. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Do you like the multi, like, you step in on the ground floor and it's just a whole bunch of one, the, you know, it's and you're looking at this list. The other thing I like about the pyramid is it seems to me that as you go lower on the badass classification, there's more of you. That makes sense. Like, if one of the big C's is physical, you know, being 1% of the humanity, the pyramid shape's kind of naturally going to taper off. I think our existing badass canons kind of reflect that, because, like, if you went in on the first floor of the Badass Hall of Fame, you'd be greeted by the likes of John Bernthal, Paul Newman, Joel Kinnaman, Chris, the Chris Pratts of the world. You get up into twos. Now you're getting into Jason Momoa, Liam Neeson, Kurt Russell's. Maybe we need to, because like the thing is I don't think there's enough having one through two to 2.9, and then Mount Rushmore is all the 3C guys. I think that's not enough variation. Like, we need to find where the natural breakdowns are. We have, is this going to auto count for me when I do this? I think it will.
Well, if I look
at all the 1 through 2C badasses, there's 35 of those individuals. And if I go and look at just 2 through like Mount Rushmore, there's 24, and there's only 4 guys. I feel like we need a little bit more of a division. We need to find, that's what we need to do. We need to find like the fault lines, like where are badasses clustered together? Like what kinds of badasses? Do you think there's any kind of like relationship if we look at the data? Do you understand what I'm saying?
The twos is too big of a, like everything two and up is too big of a grouping.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you almost need to stratify it in 0.25s or at most like 0.5s at the top.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the ones that are, they're clinging on badass with their fingernails. I got Charles Bronson, John Bernthal, Gwendolyn Christie, James Dean. I can't think of anything that these guys are alike. Like there's nothing that's like, these aren't the, you know, because Gwendolyn would be a lot higher if she would do one more badass role. Like she's got the shiny stormtrooper and Brienne of Tarth. Phasma.
Yeah.
She would instantly vault into the, you know, Linda Hamilton, James Gandolfini tier if she had one more good decent role. But yeah, I'm trying to think of like what are, cause like in Bill Simmons, like, you know, like they're like 50 through 40 is kind of like the role players, you know? And then you've got like the 40 through 30 are like the ball move. You know, it's like there's like different roles that you play within your skill level.
A system here that does add by subtraction or subtract by addition, rather. We don't have that because if you're saying nothing that they can do in their future will ever affect what they've done in their past, we only have a system of addition. So our Hall of Fame will only get bigger at the higher levels ever.
Well, no, because you artificially cap the top. They'll be like, you can only have 4 or 10. Well, then
we don't need to like cap it at a certain number, right? We cap it at or a certain like C level. We just cap it at a number of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to find, because I just want more than 2 floors to my museum. I don't want 2 floors in a Rushmore. I want like 4 floors in a Rushmore. And I'm like, where do I find, you know, like what is the cutoff? Is it like from 1 to 1.75? 7.5 to 2, because you get to 2.5 and you are a real badass. Like, look at this list. You got Terry Crews, Sean Connery, Jason Statham, Clint Eastwood, John Wayne, Bruce Lee. The Rock goes up to 2.75. Like, this is pretty rarefied air. Honestly, there's a lot of twos, but getting to 2.25, it's a big cliff.
Here's what I don't like about this system is it has inherent recency bias. And I don't feel like a Hall of Fame should ever have recency bias. At least not in its history. I think it should have maybe recency bias in its selection process. But once you're in the Hall of Fame, I feel really like you should never be able to be kicked out of the Hall of Fame.
I agree with that. I think the first floor should infinitely expand to accommodate whoever is a badass. It's more of like the top. Like, so I want to explore what you said about the recency bias.
I'm getting at like a stack rank system that determines who's on Mount Rushmore. So you can lose your spot on Mount Rushmore, but you can never lose your spot in the Hall of Fame. And it would be more exclusive than putting the entire damn list from 1 to 3 on there.
Okay, I agree with that.
We would take a selection of people who we think have earned it this of this year and induct them specifically. even if maybe they're not the highest ranked badasses overall.
Mm-hmm.
Although no. It makes a lot of sense to just pick the top, you know, 3, 4, 5, whatever.
Yeah.
And just bring them in until we get through this list.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is, because I think we're in agreement with the anyone that's over 1.0 on the badass scale is a badass and should go into the Hall of Fame. If we've gone through and redone the numbers and we've taken out the people that are on there, the guy with the gun.
I'm arguing against the idea that the Hall of Fame would include the lowest tier of possible badasses in any
really?
Shape. Yeah. I'm arguing for the idea that nobody would be in the Hall of Fame to start with. And each year we would induct a certain number of people, just like the Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, because I thought our spreadsheet was the Badass Hall of Fame. And we're just coming up with a physical structure to hold them and how to determine the levels of badass there are. But you're saying we start with a clean slate and we put 5 people in the Hall of Fame each year.
Right. Just like a Music Hall of Fame does.
That's interesting.
And then the Mount Rushmore is the thing where the rankings come in and to say,
we could even do a physical structure. We could actually have like construct out of wood, some kind of pyramidal shape. And then each year 3D print busts, 3-inch busts of the people we're inducting and then putting them on the levels. And that would be fucking cool.
I like the idea of.
And then maybe you do have a Rushmore at the top that you actually, is much more less fun, is much less fungible. But
so you can never be kicked out of the Hall of Fame once you're inducted. But once you're in the Hall of Fame, there's this badass struggle to attain a higher and higher level.
Yeah.
And then eventually
and the retired badasses will probably Rushmore. Never rise because right. they can't John Wayne, it is what it is. The man died. But yeah, that could be cool.
Because that provides context, which I like.
And I think we could keep up with 5 a year if we 3D printed those. And it's also something that you could put one in between. You could as you go up, it's and as you go left or right, you descend. That'd be kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, I feel like we need to diagram this thing.
I like that. Because I thought this was going to be more of a metaphysical thing. Like this is a place you could imagine, but we could actually make a real structure and it would be limited. Like there'd be space. There'd only be like 30 slots on it. So how do we reconcile that? Like what happens to the badasses? Like once we got a pyramid that can hold 30 badasses, once we've inducted 30.
Yeah, now, with the physical structure, I don't know. That's
right.
That's a different thing.
Do you start building different wings? Do you or do you just
right.
Cause now I'm getting, if we do that, I'm kind of hot for the idea of a top 25 or a top 30.
Build a structure that's, two side-by-side pyramids.
Yeah.
2 side-by-side pyramids, and then in the center you have a tower. Nice long.
I had the idea of a tower like the Mortal Kombat progression where you just kind of keep that would be kind of neat. But I like the idea of even though I don't like the idea of kicking someone off the list, I do like the idea of it being painful. Like once you get 30 guys and gals in there that adding a new one to that, it's like, well, okay, but are we saying, you're going to put Jason Statham on this list theoretically, right? But now are you saying that Al Pacino is going to get kicked off?
Well, now we're back to a Hall of Fame that kicks people out. And I don't think,
I know we're adjusting based on the dialogue that we're having. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned
I would not like that.
But so is the list the Hall of Fame or is the Hall of Fame a subsection? Because I feel like you're trying to have both ways. You're wanting to do the 5-year induction clean slate. But if we're doing that with a physical structure, there's no fucking way we're going to keep adding to that physical structure.
Yeah. No,
even if it's just a wood prop behind us,
No, I think the Mount Rushmore is the physical structure.
Okay.
And you have to be absolute top tier badass to make it to Mount Rushmore. You can be kicked off of Mount Rushmore entirely, but you cannot be kicked out of the Hall of Fame. Is this making sense? I don't know.
Yeah. I guess
you're just adding to an ever-growing list of Hall of Famers, like Sports Hall of Fame or whatever, right? Like,
well, why would we blow up our badass list? Like, if we're going to do, like, if it's just a list, like, why would we blow it up and just say that we're going to do 5 years starting in 2022? Because this list goes back to 2011. The first inductees were, you know, we're going back almost 15 years of history.
Yeah, so you're proposing just, like, what is this? There's a term for this where they just, like, automatically induct people at the beginning of a thing. Whatever the word for that is. You're suggesting we automatically induct what? Like, the top everybody from two up or something? And then it's a conversation in future years?
To be honest, all I'm doing is trying to synthesize your suggestions with what we've already... So, like, that's what I've been doing the last... So, I don't know if that's what I want to do. I'm just saying that, like, I think... I like that better than just starting with a clean slate. Because, like, we have this list, and we have... And I think it's a pretty good list.
We need to fix the list, because we have that...
We need to fix... But even then, there's not that many. Like, I think there's stuff like Jason Statham being in the top 10, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That we need to fix. But I don't think there's, like, many super... I don't think, like, the guy at the gun was super impactful. But I don't know. Maybe it is.
Definitely is. And some of the lower ranks, for sure. Up there later, artificially. Yeah. But yeah, for now, it's not super impactful. The top tier is going to be the top tier. Wow, Sean Connery all the way to one for character. Is that for Zardoz?
Sean Connery did a lot of badass. Yeah, I mean,
did a lot
I
of
guess
James Bond.
He did, but we said that that doesn't count. That's the other rule, is that, like, if you play James Bond 11 times, you're James Bond. You don't get 11 roles of James Bond. But he was that. He was Alan Tremaine in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. He was, I don't know. That might be, that this might be some puffery too, because James Bond is super badass, but holy hell, if we go by our rules, character, a 0.25 is 2 to 3 recognized badass roles or one super iconic role on the level of James Bond or Batman. How the fuck is Sean Connery one?
Right. Yeah, there will be some revisiting. We're doing 4 of these streams over the course of July for our badass celebration, so we will revisit this, though not today.
Yeah, that's the next stream is going to be updating existing list, making rule determinations. The third badass stream in 2 weeks will be considering new names to add to the canon and ranking them. And then the fourth will be the synthesis of that, where we put those new candidates in their place in the Hall of Fame and unveil our new Mount Rushmore. I don't know if we'll have it constructed yet, but we'll have our final Rushmore. I feel like we're running out of time and we still haven't quite got this Hall of Fame idea hammered out.
Yeah, looking at chat,
because to me, like, if we ever re-rank the badasses for any reason, like the guy with the gun, like, and they fall off the list, that I don't mind that, because that means they were never a badass, they were a fraudulent badass.
Sure.
And also, just to point out, this is entirely ridiculous. None of this matters. You know, it's a funsy thing just that we can like, you know, argue and debate about. But yeah, it should be fun. Yeah, he was in Highlander too. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't be surprised if Sean creeps up to 0.5, even 0.75. But like, to be a one, 12 plus badass roles, many considered iconic. That's why Arnold is. That's why it's like going to be hard to beat Arnold and Sly, because they don't make movies like that. Arnold, fucking Predator. Conan the Barbarian, he was the goddamn Terminator and many, many, many Terminators. Like, those alone. And then all the, like, you know, you then start adding Commando and Red Heat and Sixth Day and Eraser. And, like, he's this, like, he kind of, honestly, Arnold kind of is the idea of our ultimate badass, and we backwards, like, well, what makes him so badass? And the synthesis of that gave us our list. It's just like, yeah, I think Sean might be a little bit fraudulent of a 2C badass, Sean Connery here.
Okay, so if we're going to do a Hall of Fame with inductees that are automatically inducted because of the ranking, we definitely have to wait until next week until we re-rank everybody, because On the Cover with a Gun might factor in, and we need the rules.
Yeah, and also we've decided that we don't ever want to go with the decision because of rules that make us look ridiculous. And I think you're right. We might need to hold off on. But I do think that, like, we need to think about, is it cooler to have a physical structure that stores 30 badasses? And you still have the list. So it's like, you know, like, and you could say, like, everyone that's not in that physical structure is just on level one of the Hall of Fame, where they don't get a physical. It's just, you know, they don't get like not everyone at level one, they don't get the bronze bust like you see in the NFL Hall of Fame. You have to be in the pyramid before you get that. But like, it's not like you're not a badass. You're just not in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You know?
No, I think the physical structure should be the Mount Rushmore, and the spiritual structure can be the rest of the Hall of Fame. I don't think we need to go too overboard with the physical stuff.
Let's see if we can get to a consensus in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I say the Mount Rushmore should be a little Mount Rushmore. It should be an amalgam of four badasses, and it should be capped at four. And we have to destroy that to make room for a new one.
I like that.
Or do we go with the expanding badasses, like some kind of, you know, House of Representatives where it expands? And
no, the idea of like physically blowing up the object and having to recraft a new one, because some very difficult threshold has been broken. Very hard to do.
Yeah. It does, because that's the other thing, is like the artifact of like the badass era being in the 80s and early 90s. The other sad effect of this is it really limits the options for minorities and women. Not inherently, because again, like I think, and we're starting to see, who's that kickboxer lady that was in The Mandalorian? Carla Gugino? Gina Carano. You know, if she got an earlier start, and you know, you're talking about off-screen behavior, but if she got an earlier start and did, like, you know, more movies on the level of that, what did she do? What was the one she did with Fincher? Or wait, was it Fincher? Or was it Soderbergh? If she'd done like six of those movies plus The Mandalorian, she's got the physique to be like in that 0.75 range. And I don't think there's anything precluding a woman from having a 1C physique. You could get a 6'5", 6'3", 6'2" woman with like a Mrs. Universe build that's like waving machine guns around and screaming. And I'd have no problem with that. It's just like, it sucks because the last decade or two is when women and minorities have gotten a real shot at leading roles like that. And they're not making badass movies in this vein during that time. Right. So that's the other thing that I feel bad about, but like, I don't know if I should feel bad enough to just like put Linda Hamilton on the Mount Rushmore just because she's a super badass and she made a movie in the early 90s before you had the Marvel steroid cycle regime.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have the character to get to 3 C's. She's got like
no. But like I'm saying, like you could like affirmative action her way on there if you wanted to. I just I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm with you on Mount Rushmore. The Hall of Fame is where I think we haven't quite hammered this out.
Yeah. Right? Maybe we can put our heads together and talk about our ruling for the next week, because we'll have a couple weeks that are not as action packed as some. But so like do you like to cap the number? Do you want to keep it to Mount Rushmore 4, or I could go to 5?
4 is fine. Make it a direct.
Okay, because 4 does feel arbitrary. I like like top five. You know, like they'd be like having 7 people on Mount Rushmore. Like what the fuck? What kind of top 7, huh? All right. Who kind of lunatic does that?
I mean, 3 C's, 3 people on Mount Rushmore.
Ooh.
Reduce the number.
What about this? Okay.
Because there's a genuine fight for the next spot on Mount Rushmore. I think we have 2 locks, but
What if you had 3 busts representing the C's? Arnold is the champion. Sly is the character. Willis is the charisma. But then that would never, ever change. I like that illustratively.
The Rock is interesting because he could potentially take two of those three. You know, he might not have the time in him left to A, take the character, and B,
I don't know
if he's ever going to eclipse Arnold as physical champion, but like,
dude, I don't know. He's like six. He's legitimately 6 foot five and terrifyingly huge.
Yeah,
he's like, I think he's a one. Is he not a 1C right now?
He's a one.
On the champion.
And charisma. That's what I mean. Like, he could conceivably take both of those. And do we just have two busts of The Rock for our Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, he looks like some kind of like Greek god or Mesopotamian trinity. He's just got like, you know, his wrestling face. I guess I go like 3 to 5 and 4. I mean, that's the, then you call it the Mount Rushmore badasses and everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm good with 4.
If we commission, you know, this thing as a project, we could be like, yeah, yeah, just make it a mountain and then put these guys' faces on it and print in resin and we're done. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we got we're definitely going to go with a 4. Every time someone sneaks onto the list, we destroy it and start over. Yeah, and then the Hall of Fame will have final rulings on the next badass stream. So does that sound like a good place to stop?
Yeah,
for today. All right. Again, looking forward into the month. The next stream, we are going to update the existing list and make our final rule determinations. The next stream will consider new names. If you want to suggest those, you got to be on the live stream. I don't know. There's lots of different ways. Like you could probably put them on the Discord, or if you tweet, I'll be monitoring that stuff to like get new suggestions.
Yeah, I was gonna say we have a badass channel in Discord, right?
That's gonna be a great place to discuss this.
Both about new badasses, but also about the Hall of Fame itself.
It would also be super helpful if you nominate someone, especially someone that's not well known, for you to give at least 5 or 6 roles if they have it for us to judge. Because like physique is, that's Google Images can get us there usually. Mm-hmm. That's one of the fun. We did a lot of Google Image search last year.
Yeah.
And then the charisma is also something like you can watch a couple YouTube clips and see, but the roles are the ones that are tough. And we don't want to use the guy at the gun, guy or girl in the gun with the cover. That leads us astray. So we're going to wrap up the badass discussion. Next week we go the asterisk 3C badass Sly Stallone over the top. We're going to have a full discussion of the movie, and we'll be back next Wednesday on Twitch and YouTube to do more badass debates. Hope you enjoy our badass coverage this year, and we can't wait to get back to it next week. Until then, I'm your badass host, Aaron.
And I'm your shriveled Christian Bale host, Jim.
You got the charisma. You got that C coming out of your ears.
Sometimes.
We'll see you next week.